I think there needs to be a combination of both domestic and international pressure to uphold these democratic norms. Domestically, it is important that people protest and they exhibit civil disobedience, but they have to work through legal options to try and reverse the misgovernance a leader may be exhibiting. It's in these ways that you're building your democratic institutions by correcting them. There needs to be a stronger resistance to third termism. Now, there have been 13 African leaders who've evaded term limits over the last 5 years since 2015. And this is leading the continent back to presidents for life and extra constitutionalism. So, I think we need to be clear. Democracies are not perfect. Democratic leaders are not perfect. But democracies work because there's a system of rule of law. There's a system of checks and balances and means of self-correction. Working through the courts, through elections, by protesting. And it's these things that need to be strengthened, and not coups. Coups just take you further away from constitutionalism and democracy and are really setbacks for Africa. So I think that's really the key point Africa's in right now, the need to build up institutions, these democratic institutions of accountability that can correct these problems that are going to be inevitable.
Leaders often tended to offer the same reasons for toppling governments, saying corruption, poverty, mismanagement, restoring the rule of law, and promising to restore democracy. But in almost all instances, coup leaders in Africa have often proved to be just as corrupt as the regimes they had replaced and failed in their attempt to better the lives of ordinary citizens. Why then is Africa witnessing a decline in transition to democracy?
These coups are justified on the need to target corruption and provide stability. But in fact, these are just pretext, playing on popular frustrations, and they're being used by militaries as a means to seek power for themselves. And none of these coups that we've seen in the last several years are attempts to rebuild democracy or address corruption or improve governance. None of them are moving quickly to have elections and restore civilian rule. Rather, they're means of the militaries taking power and governing for themselves. And we need to remember that military governments in Africa have a terrible track record. There was abysmal economic mismanagement during military governments. Africa had stagnant development with massive corruption, human rights abuses, and conflict and political instability. In fact, in the period from 1960 to 2000, there were some 82 coups in Africa. And this contributed greatly to the lost decades that we talk about in Africa in terms of development. And so, since that time, we've seen dramatic improvements in Africa's governance systems, move toward democratization, and that has been paralleled by improving economic growth. Of course, there's still many problems, but I think that the challenge we're facing now with these coups, are we going to revert back to the old way, or are we going to try to improve the democratic systems that have been building?
So how could the African Union and the international community use their power of sanctioning unconstitutional preservation of power in a preactive rather than reactive manner to prevent a vicious cycle of proliferation of further coups in Africa?
Poor governance is not a justification for a coup. Coups are extra constitutional actions that don't solve anything. But I do think the deterioration of democracy is creating an atmosphere that makes these coups easier to mount. And so I think what we do need to see is a reinforcement of democratic norms domestically, regionally, and internationally. And this needs to happen across a whole array of its institutions. One, we need to re-strengthen the independence of electoral commission so that the elections are free and fair and independent candidates have a fair chance of winning. But democracy is more than about election. It's about how you govern in between elections as well. And so the importance of protecting a free press, trying to reinforce the independence of judiciaries. We need to do more to reestablish the norms that militaries are apolitical institutions serving the state, not a political party. There needs to be more to strengthen merit-based civil services. Financial institutions in these countries need to be depoliticized so that access to credit and property are based on merit, not on political allegiances. We need to give space for civil society. So reforms and pressure for change is going to come from within, and that has to happen when there is space to do so. And that space has been shrinking. So I think it's incumbent on regional bodies, international community to really push back on that while trying to strengthen these democratic institutions. And I think through that, you'll have stronger checks and balances that can resist these coups.